I love the way human males look. I love the feeling of their skin. I love the sensation of a thick, hard cock deep inside me. But guys don't fuck the way I want them to. They fuck like humans, and I want to be fucked like an animal. What do I mean? Here I am, a beautiful cat girl. Naked and willing. And you're probably thinking of all the things you want to do to me. You're imagining what it would be like to fuck me. What it would be like to have your cock deep inside me as my tail curls around your back. You're thinking of what it would be like to have me lick your skin and then purr into your neck as our bodies press tightly together. You're thinking of all the positions you want me in. And whether you'd start slow or just begin hard and fast. You're thinking of all these things and trying to work out in your brain how to get there. What do you need to say? What do you need to do? What steps do you need to take to live out these fantasies with me? Stop thinking. It's so human. Do you think animals put the same level of thought into sex that you do? Do you think they treat sex like some kind of game to be won or puzzle to be solved? They are driven by impulse, by desire, by cravings and cravings alone. There is no social norm they try to conform to. They just fuck. In whatever way their bodies tell them to. Will you fuck me like an animal? Will you empty your mind of its humanity and just be given completely over to your desire? Close your eyes. Breathe deep. Relax. I'm going to guide your mind through a deep meditation, one that will make you void of thought. And be completely given over to its animal instinct. But I don't want to start fucking until the process is complete. As long as you have any thoughts left, any humanity still lurking in your mind, use it to resist fucking me. And when you are ready to be completely empty and purely driven by your lust, I'll tell you to open your eyes. When you see my cat-like eyes staring back deep into yours, they'll be the final trigger to let your animal instincts completely take over, and we will fuck like the animals we are. Breathe. For now, just breathe and listen to my voice. Let it guide you. Remember, keep your eyes closed, locked tight until I tell you to open them. There are three things we need to reconfigure in your mind in order to unleash the beast inside you. The first is my scent. With your eyes closed, your sense of smell heightens the longer you are here with me, listening to my words. And that smell in the air, that smell is me. As it grows stronger, your arousal grows with it. Take it in. Deep, long breaths. It's my pheromones. They get into your mind and slowly begin to reprogram you. The raw, sexual, animal nature of them amplifies all your desires. Deep, long breaths. Every breath, in as far as you can, filling your lungs to capacity with my scent, then breathing out and letting it alter you like a drug. Can you feel it? The air around you filling with sex and cravings. Let that air enter inside you. Let it slowly erode away at your humanity and reveal your true inner nature. Breathe. Just breathe. Continue to breathe deep as you let the smell of my sex intoxicate you. We'll move on to the next step. With your eyes still closed, visualize my body. Sexualize it fully. Think of each part, my arms, legs, breasts, tail, face, ears, ass, all of it. From head to toe, I am a creature of sex, meant to be played with and experienced. Let your mind wander back and forth between all the naughty things you want to do to me. All the naughty ways you want to use my body and have me use yours. What a strange word for sexual things. Naughty. Something about humans makes them feel more pleasure when they think they are being bad. I've never understood why. For us animals, there is no morality when it comes to sex. Those thoughts you have aren't considered naughty or good. They aren't even thoughts at all. They are only actions and impulses. Think of all the actions you want to take with my body. Get rid of any concept of right and wrong. Everything you want to do to me simply is. Would it feel good? Feed it. Feed the thoughts that make you feel good. Bind them to your instincts. Fill your lungs with my pheromones. And as you breathe out any sense of morality attached to the deep longing you have to use me. You spend so much time putting up walls in your mind, keeping your desires from reality because you think that they are wrong. There's that word again. Think. Stop doing it. It only gets in the way. There is no wrong here. There is no right. You can't add morality to nature and the animal kingdom. It just doesn't apply. There is only need, followed by either the fulfillment or denial of that need. Are you hungry? Either there's food or there isn't. No calorie counting or trying to keep in shape. Animals have no thought beyond that basic instinct, no morality beyond the need to fulfill desire. Aroused, either there is something to fuck, or there isn't. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's not good. It's not naughty. It's instinct. It's desire. It's what your body was made to do. Let your mind go. Feed your lust. Make your desire what drives you. In the animal kingdom, if they both want to do it, they do it. There's nothing more to it than that. When I want to fuck a guy, I don't want him to court me or solve some kind of social puzzle to get in my pants. When I want to fuck a guy, I want him to fuck me. How can you tell if a cat girl wants you to fuck her? Let me show you. Keep your eyes closed. Feel my legs straddle your waist. What are the sensations your body feels as mine begins to press against it? You're probably thinking about what my skin feels like against yours, or how wet I am as my pussy glides along your cock. Your mind is focused on the moisture left behind after each stroke, up and down. The nerves are aching for more, aching to go inside. You're reading my moans. My actions as I kiss and continue thrusting against you. But you're missing the most important part, the part every animal knows, and the part every human forgets. The heat, the increasingly warm sensation between my legs that just radiates from my body. That is how you know a female is ready to fuck. That's how you know she's fertile and focused on nothing but filling herself with your seed. You can feel it now, can't you? As my pussy begins sliding up and down, you enjoy the sensations, but your mind is focused more now on that message my body is telling yours. That craving, the heat between my legs, is whispering into your ears. I need all your cum. Scent and heat. Two things your mind needs to fully embrace in order to unleash the animal within. Abandon your thoughts. Smell my arousal. Feel the warmth radiate out from me. You're almost there. But there is one thing left to do. One more step to take before you are ready to abandon your humanity. One more lesson to focus on before I tell you to open your eyes. The last thing you need to know about animals is this. Affirmation. Affirmation is the only other thought that drives us. Not affirmation like you humans constantly need. We don't care about getting enough likes on social media, or having enough followers, or having social influence or power in our communities and jobs. An animal only needs one thing to feel affirmed, one phrase that keeps it coming back. Again and again, hearing those words, good boy. You want to be my good boy. You smell my pheromones and it draws your body to mine. You feel the heat from my cunt and it lights your lust on fire. And you just want to hear those words from me. You want me to call you my good boy, and it's the only thought left in your mind. Everything else is in sexual overdrive, moments from becoming nothing but animal instinct. You want to be affirmed, but your human mind makes it so complicated. Empty those desires. Empty your need for social affirmation. Let it slip from your mind. Empty your need for financial affirmation. Let it fade into a blank slate. Stop thinking of your actions through how you believe others see them. You think the animals in the jungle care about culturally appropriate behaviors? Get rid of all need to be affirmed except by those two words you so desperately want to hear me call you. Good boy. Fill your emotions with emptiness that can only be filled with those two words. Like a submissive animal, longing for approval. All you need to know is that I consider you to be my good boy. Breathe. Feel the heat continue to spread. Do you know how you can be my good boy? You will be my good boy when you pump me full of cum. When every last drop has left your body and filled mine, I will whisper those words into your ear that you so desperately long to hear. I will call you my good boy, and you will continue to shake in pleasure as your body so desperately tries to pump out even more. Smell me. Feel me. Desire affirmation from me. Abandon all thoughts of anything else. Your humanity only holds you back. Let your thoughts crumble like walls. Let every lick and kiss you feel amplify your arousal more and more, and empty your mind more and more of everything that isn't base, animal, instinct. Do you want to open your eyes? Are you ready to stare into mine and unlock the beast within? I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. With each number, each lick, each kiss, empty more of your mind and give more control over to your instincts. As you inhale my scent, feel my body desperate for you and long for affirmation from me. Go blank of everything but lust. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Open your eyes. Stare into mine. Now, fuck me. Yes.
Jane. Oh, feel my body desperate for yours. I need your cum. I need it inside me. Come inside me. Good boy. Be my good boy. Yes. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Good boy. Humans think too much when it comes to sex. Continue to lick and play with my body as long as you'd like. If you feel the need to go again, just let it happen. The animal is in control now.